then there are times that you're driving too fast, and it will slow you down, and say, be careful. This and that. That's all we will do in this book. Is it an important subject? Just telling you how to not to do this and that and that. What's the importance of that? You tell me.
Well, it's given us warning to try to keep us from making mistakes.
That's a small part of it. The major part of it is you are not alone. You will walk with your enemy with you. The clever one, which is always attentive and will come with you. Why? Do you remember? You did a very bad stuff in this relationship. Do you remember when you told her, shut up or I will divorce you? That's what you did. Remember the story of that? That's what we did. We tell this, shut up. And this one will say, okay, I shut up. But honestly, not necessarily. So, it will talk. When you want to meditate, don't you feel uncomfortable? This one is continuing to do that silly stuff which is no important at all. But it will do it, right? Mm-hmm. Here is where you need someone. That's why the largest story is about your, shall I say it, the word, Pharaoh? Arrogance. Because you learn a little bit, you become arrogant. It is started with that before Pharaoh. He said, first of all, do not use the big words of the big guys to look good. Right? Now he's telling you, don't go whenever they invite you and they insist. Then it will come that, okay, deal with your ego. Because these three stories are the same story to me. Here is the warning to save you from you. You learned about this wisdom. You learned about we. Okay? Now, when you want to join, this one is following you. And you cannot cut it off. So, this is really self-educating. That's why he started to talk openly. He doesn't follow that line by line again. Cut it, they will say, oh, I cannot say it, but I will say it. Oh, no, I'll tell you a little bit. No. Not because he doesn't know what he wants to say, because next day he could scratch that verses off. What it means if I tell you repeatedly that, listen, I cannot tell you what to do. I could just help you a little bit, because this is you. This is one of the most serious books of these six. And if you're not careful, this will lead you to a very funny situations. You remember I was telling you that my class in San Francisco was the best because they were active. And when I'm not there, they will get together, read it and go on and go on. These analysis, suddenly a lot of them, they thought that, yes, they are the teacher. So they divided three different classes. They went and said, okay, we know it. Because the illusion in here should be clarified. Look at it again and again. You have time to next year. Our next session will be next year. So you have enough time to read this book a couple of times to see how the approach is. How did he start? Let's go back. Do you agree? Do you go back? Right at the beginning of the book, he wanted to open this book. Okay, the opening is quite obvious. It's written for Zainab only. All Arabic and no Persian will read it. No way. Do you remember the beginning of book two? It was exceptionally in Persian. It was understandable. It was short. It had one verse in it. This one, it's just a prayer in Arabic. All of it. Then, bring it in. This is the gist of it, right? Read the first verse, Peter.
O light of the truth, O Saladin, bring this third book. Three times it's become a sunnah.
Uh-huh. What it means? Okay, the sunnah, the tradition is three. These are nonsenses, we know. But the main thing is, the Saladin, first one was, listen, it goes like that. Second was, okay, since this Hisamuddin was doing that, it was not okay. Now he's a better guy, now let open and let the blood turn to milk. Because if that little camel of you, I would go to the second one. The third one, Hisamuddin, bring in. Bring me the third book. He hasn't started it. And he says, bring it to me, right? This is how it begins. Okay, now, come forward. What do you know? Because you should know book three. You don't know it correctly, but you should know what it is. Because we talked about this wisdom, now we are looking for expanding this wisdom. So, bring it. What do you have to bring it? Okay, let's forget about the Saladin. I'm not even close to be Rumi, but you be there, Saladin. Bring it. What do you have? Who? Read the second verse. Yeah.
Open the treasury of mysteries. In respect of the third book, leave excuses alone.
Okay. So no excuses. Bring me the treasure. Oh, you forgot. You are the building that we are going to ruin. Because underneath, there is the treasure. The heart is the hidden treasure. Remember it? We talked about it so many times. So it should talk to you that Hisamuddin didn't bring me in. The third book is about the heart. Because you want to enrich. Enrich what? Enrich your brain? Learn philosophy? Your heart should grow. Bring me the heart. Will read the third line, please.
Your power flows from the power of God, not from the veins which throb because of heat.
Means I'm not talking with your physical existence anymore. That one is the animal one. I'm talking about the power invested in you, which is power of the justice. How? Are you listening? Right at the beginning, it's obvious that this is another book. It talks differently here. Started with this to connect to your blood, then changed this as a channel to connect to the milk that you need. Now, he wants to talk to your heart. Bring me your heart. That part of you which is not the power of you, which gets the power from the source, from Hap, right? If you have any doubt, read the fourth one.
This lamp, the sun which is bright, it is not by means of wick and cotton and oil.
What it means? I'm talking about a lamp. But he doesn't say lamp. He will say this lamp of Shams. The sun. The light, the truth, and my Shams, my beloved. my heart. When I say Shams is my beloved, I'm not talking about his flesh, skin, or hers, or I don't know what. I'm talking about what? The essence. This is what we want to deal with. He goes on and on to explain some. He hasn't started anything. It's the beginning of the book three, and he'll say, come here, bring me, what do you have? Not that stuff, the real one. Because that's what we want to talk about. That's talking about another sort of power. Look at the verses that follow. All of them are talking about a power. The word of power will be repeated on and on and on and on and on, because you want to enrich your heart. You need a special power for that. And that special power, when that special power comes and you change your heart, the rest of you, which is your the elements of your existence, will be your slave. Now you are a slave of the elements of your composition, aren't you? The verse 10 is, to you also the fire will become coolness and safety. O you, whose complexion of the elements are a slave. I don't know, it didn't make sense to me. I hope it will do to you. But the Persian is like this, that the fire will be cold for you. Means what? Means go and touch the fire. Remember Abraham. Remember the first one. Going through the fire will become cold, and you don't understand that. All the elements are your slave. Because when we're talking about the power of kindness, everything is slave to that power. Because that power is not a human power. It's the power of just and justice. And it will go on and on and on. The third page, the 26th verse, we say, oh, if I could. There are so many of these little stuff that I saw, but I cannot tell you all the little stuff. You understand that? Everything comes from one source. Whatever we are talking about comes from heart. And you're busy with your mind. What can we do? As usual, because we know you cannot do it, we pray for you. We pray that God will give you a special throat to swallow all of this. Because whatever we say in this book cannot be swallowed by this. You have heard the story of Moses and Pharaoh, but you never seriously thought about it. Have you? Any of you? And could I say shame on you? Because you are inherited the Semite religion, which is based on that story. And your exam will be this. Who is Pharaoh? In that story, what's the forename of the Pharaoh? Or family name? Or adjective for that Pharaoh? You never understood that there is no one Pharaoh. There is one Moses, and there is a chain of pharaohs. The pharaoh who is fighting Moses is not the same pharaoh who raised him. But did you pay attention?